This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. World leaders continue reacting to the sentencing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny according to his attorney, send him to prison for the next 2.8 years. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a statement said that we reiterate our call for the Russian government to immediately and unconditionally release Mr. Navalny, as well as the hundreds of other Russian citizens wrongfully detained in recent weeks for exercising their rights, including the right to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly. French President Emmanuel Macron turned to Twitter saying the conviction of Alexei Navalny is unacceptable. A political disagreement is never a crime. We call for his immediate release. The respect for human rights, such as democratic freedom, are not negotiable. And Britain's foreign minister called the ruling by a Russia court perverse, adding that it shows Russia is failing to meet the most basic commitments expected of any responsible member of the international community. The United States says last weekend's military roundup of civilian leaders in Myanmar was, in fact, a coup. Tuesday's declaration sets the stage for additional sanctions or other penalties aimed at the country's military and officers. The military power grab poses a challenge for the two-week-old Biden administration, which says it wants to support wobbly democracy movements globally, but also wants to avoid driving countries like Myanmar toward China. The State Department says any penalties it imposes for the coup will not touch direct humanitarian aid to the country's people. The Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, is continually urging the U.S. to rally international condemnation. This is VOA News. A team of experts led by the World Health Organization on Wednesday departed a major virus research laboratory in China's central city of Wuhan after paying a visit which is tied to their investigation into the origins of COVID-19. The experts spent about 3.5 hours at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which has been at the center of a number of conspiracy theories that claim a laboratory leak caused the city's first coronavirus outbreak at the end of 2019. Many scientists reject the hypothesis, but some speculate that a virus captured from the wild could have figured in experiments at the lab to test the risk of human spillover, and then it escaped via an infected staff member. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday signed 3 executive orders dealing with asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border, legal immigration, and reunifying families. The asylum focus order will mandate a review of the Migrant Protection Protocols, also known as MPP, a controversial program that pushed 65,000 asylum seekers back to Mexico to wait for U.S. court hearings. The Biden administration has stopped adding people to the program, but it has not yet outlined how it will process the claims of those already enrolled. Biden's executive order on legal immigration calls for a review of Trump-era rules that made it harder for poorer immigrants to obtain permanent residency in the United States. The review of the so-called public charge rule is expected to start the process to rescind it. Biden also created a task force to reunite migrant families who were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border by Trump's 2018 zero-tolerance border strategy. Britain's Health Secretary Matt Hancock says a new study showing that a single dose of AstraZeneca vaccine may reduce transmission of COVID-19 categorically, supporting the government's strategy of taking more time between injections. He told Sky News Wednesday that the preliminary findings show that the vaccine AstraZeneca developed with Oxford University cut transmissions by 2/3. The study has not yet been peer-reviewed, but was greeted with excitement by officials under pressure to justify the time lag between the jabs. According to House Democrats, former U.S. President Donald Trump endangered the lives of all members of Congress when he aimed a mob of supporters like a loaded cannon, as they say, at the U.S. Capitol. These are some of their most detailed points for making the case as to why he should be convicted and permanently barred from office. Trump has denied the allegations through his lawyers and called the trial unconstitutional. The dueling filings offer the first public glimpse of the arguments that will be presented to the Senate beginning next week on February 9th. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.